Well, I have good news for you. God is in charge. That's the thrust of these readings. God is in charge. And today's readings, especially the first reading from the book of Daniel and Mark's gospel, are about the end of the world. We're at the end of our church year. Christ the King is next Sunday, and then we're in Advent in just 2 weeks. I felt very tempted to play the REM song, The End of the World as We Know It, which actually has some relevance to this theme and reading. But Mark's gospel presupposes the worldview of Jewish apocalypticism. Say that five times on one foot, apocalypticism. The purpose of apocalyptic discourse was to give encouragement to the faithful suffering the evils of the current times, foretelling that a moment of reckoning and judgment would shortly arrive, which would entail the condemnation of the wicked and reward for the faithful who will share the final triumph of God's rule, the kingdom of God. And what is described in today's scriptures is highly symbolic, highly apocalyptic language, and it's not to be taken literally. Some people try to, but that's really not what it was intended for. Today's gospel is attempting to describe a transcendent reality, the establishment of God's rule on earth, the kingdom of God, the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. The vision of the Son of Man in this passage is meant to be an assurance that despite the remaining prevalence of evil in our world, and there certainly is a lot of evil in our world, the divine victory already seen in the resurrection of Jesus is currently being extended on earth and will soon be completed and definitively and universally in place. And Jesus will appear clad with divine authority and power to bring God's kingdom of peace, love, and justice at last. And I think we really need that assurance today, and it takes faith. As many of you know, I came of age in the 60s and 70s when actually we had the feeling, when I was a young guy, we actually had the feeling that the world really is getting better with the civil rights movement, the war on poverty, Vatican II, and inspirational leaders like John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. But I think it's harder to see today that things are getting better. It's harder to have that feeling. In fact, many people would feel the opposite. I talk to a lot of people who feel discouraged about what's going on in the world and in the church. So it's hard to be really hopeful. And with the resurgence of open racism, terrorism, mass shootings, it seems every week, hate speech, the sex abuse scandals in the church and elsewhere, it's discouraging. It's quite honestly discouraging. And it takes faith to be hopeful today. It really takes faith. We need the reassurance that only our faith can give, that God is indeed in charge and all will be well. And despite the present evils of our age, which are many, the reign of God, God's kingdom of love, justice, and peace is worth working for and fighting for. And that's important. We can't give up in discouragement, but we need in hope and faith to work for God's kingdom of peace, justice, and love, that it is worthwhile, that we can keep the faith, and we can stay faithful to our beloved church with all her flaws. So this REM song that proclaims the end of the world, which actually is pretty faithful to the scriptures, talks about earthquakes and hurricanes and wars and political turmoil. And at the end it proclaims, kind of ironically, "And I feel fine." But you know, there actually is a theological basis for saying "I feel fine," because God is good and God is in charge. So I'm going to just play a little clip from that song. Father RJ made me do it.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
and we can feel fine because God is in charge. So God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. So God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And that's why we can feel fine.